Behold, behold the Lamb of God on the cross, on the cross. For us he shed his precious blood on the cross, on the cross. Oh, hear his all-important cry, Eli lama sabachthani. Draw near and see the Savior die on the cross, on the cross. Dear friends, in the words of this hymn, we would today invite you to, by faith, draw near and see the Savior die on the cross. Concerning that scene, we read from Matthew chapter 27 and verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. This did man to God. This did the creatures to the Creator. From Matthew 26, we have already seen in previous broadcasts how that our Lord Jesus Christ took the blow of betrayal when Judas, one of his followers, denied him with a kiss. The Lord Jesus, the door of heaven, Judas, the betrayer, kissed the door of heaven and went into a lost eternity. We saw the Lord Jesus as he took the blow of his own Jewish brethren. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. His Jewish brethren rejected him, cried out for his blood. We saw the Lord Jesus take the blow of denial as Peter, one of his own, said under pressure, I know not the man. We also saw the blow of scourging when God the Son took the beating of a common criminal, when he took the place of Barabbas at the demands of the Pharisees, the Jewish leaders, and the people of that day. Not only did he take the scourging that was due Barabbas, he took the scourging, the blow of scourging that was due each one of us living today. And from Matthew 27, we read of the blow of mockery. Note, he was dressed in king's apparel. They even put a borrowed robe upon him. They plaited him a crown of thorns, thorns being, as you will recall, the result of the curse. And so he took the judgment of the curse. They gave him a hollow reed. Every king carried a scepter representing his sovereign emblem of authority. The Lord Jesus, the King of the Jews, he too needed a scepter of authority. So they gave him an empty hollow reed. In mockery, they bowed the knees. With lying tongues, they cried out, Hail, King of the Jews! But it wasn't in truth. It wasn't in sincerity. It was in mockery that these people crucified our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, listening friend, he endured the blow of mockery as men in derision feigned worship at his feet. There are those today who are mocking the Lord Jesus because they profess with their lips to be a Christian. They profess with their lips to be a follower of the Lord Jesus. Yet in truth, they know not the man. Would to God that every listener today would say, Yes, by the sovereign grace of God, I turn from all my sin and plead his mercy. I'll trust him for salvation. I'll receive him as my Savior. May you be among those that do it today. For his name's sake. Amen.